This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader, Matt Smith. Matt is a managing director at St. Cloud Capital. He also is aside from a graduate of UCLA and a graduate of UC Davis, where one of my first cousins went to school, he also did something that none of my cousins did, at least not in recent history. He was a captain for a long time in the U.S. Army. We're going to talk to Matt today about leadership, about investing, and a lot more. Matt, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about St. Cloud Capital?
Yeah, happy to do that, Scott. Thanks for inviting me to speak on your podcast. It's first time I've done this, so bear with me. But as you mentioned, I served in the Army, and I've come to learn that in the investment community, there's few veterans, if you can believe, and then combat veterans, there's even fewer. In fact, I'm the only one in all of the small business investment company program that brings that perspective. And coming out of COVID and all the uncertainty that it brought onto small business and how these companies are going to navigate unsettled waters, I never thought that what I did 20 years ago in Afghanistan would be best practices, you know, with respect to these companies. And in that light, I love what I do. And St. Cloud is a great platform to guide entrepreneurs and professional managers as they kind of cross that chasm, if you will, to being larger scaled companies that have a stronger competitive advantage. And that's all I try to do with my job. Just a little bit about St. Cloud. The firm was founded in 2001 by Marshall Geller, Casey Rozelle, Bob Louts, and others, and Ben Hom joined shortly thereafter. And today, you know, with the succession planning, it's Ben, Casey, and Bob that are the leaders of St. Cloud across three funds. So the partners have navigated now three economic cycles over 20 years. And in COVID, we did the most amount of kind of investment on top of advisory and guidance that we've ever done in the history of St. Cloud, with six new investments in the middle of COVID. And I'm proud of the team and what we've accomplished over the past 18 months. And then, you know, not everything in life is about work for me. I live in Santa Barbara. I have a 9-year-old boy who I'm trying to guide to be a balanced man. And with that, I love to surf, golf, hike, just tan my body and sweat as much as I can and not think about EBITDA.
So a couple of questions for you there. It's first I'll ask you the question of one of my close friends is actually an investment professional, and he's a Navy SEAL. And he always raves about how he really does. He's actually as good a person as they come. But there's always this lure about, you know, Navy SEALs are so tough and all that kind of stuff. But a captain in the U.S. Army, you would put up a captain in the U.S. Army every single day and it's a Navy SEAL, wouldn't you?
You know, we're very symbiotic. When I worked in the Army, I learned more about contingency planning when I worked with SEAL Team 10. And then there's a underwater group of SEALs that manage these like SEAL delivery vehicles. And this is the group that was profiled in Operation Red Wings, like Marcus Luttrell as the lone survivor. This is the same teams. And when I was deployed in Afghanistan, I did several joint operations with the SEALs. And what they bring is perseverance, okay, high physical fitness standards, very type A, and contingency planning is best in class. But they also realize that a lot of the best practices that they implement come from the Army. And then, you know, my functional area that I did was I called in close air support for light infantry. And so I was always the guy on the radio, you know, working with the asset that would be a force multiplier on changing the strategic direction and outcome of what was happening at that time. And over my deployment, I called in, you know, 30 terminal controls. So over time, Scott, I got very good at what I did. And just like how SEALs through repetition and perseverance get very good in what they do as a direct action force, you know, the Army, we hold up pretty well as well, and we work very well together. And it's been a, really a pleasure to see more transitioning veterans of the long wars assess into private equity because they desire an environment where they work with other Class A individuals. And I look forward to having more veterans, not just SEALs, but others joining small businesses and then joining investment companies. It's something that I am a mentor to many and a proponent of, because I think that level of diversity, no different than those who are Black, Indigenous, or people of color, and women, you veterans as well bring diversity and perspective and empathy to the boardroom. So thanks for that.
No, thank you. And talk about what areas of investment is St. Cloud most interested in, specific areas? Is it more opportunistic or is it thematic? What are some of the things you think about and look at when you look at investing?
You know, what we look at is just the strength and durability of the business that we have today, and the downsides about if we don't guide that business to, you know, protect its flanks, what could go wrong? And, you know, what we try to do at the end of the day is find great managers and professional managers that have identified a niche addressable market and have a defensible competitive advantage in it. And they need that expansion capital to capture more of that market share, be it with a new product or an ancillary market that's within it, or you know, focusing on an acquisition that brings synergies over time. But, you know, in that light, we're opportunistic of across St. Cloud's over 70 investments. They range from health and beauty spas such as Burke Williams to rental businesses co-located inside of a Home Depot like Compact Power, or robotic surgery systems, which is our most successful investment, which is today Intuitive Surgical. And the underlying theme with all of them is great management, a defensible model, following best practices in terms of governance. And if they don't have it at origination, what we pride ourselves on is guiding these teams to learn these best practices over the time of our investment, Scott.
Fantastic. And what are you, when you look at this year, Matt, what are you most focused on and excited about this year? Where's your focus this year?
With this year, with market valuations at all-time highs, as investors benefit from the amount of capital they're mandated to deploy, we have some investments that we've been guiding for 2 to 3 years that we feel have successfully transformed and are a more defensible business that is going to be deemed to be more essential in the new economy. So this year, realizing great outcomes that we're aligned with in terms of the entrepreneurs, founders, and managers that we've invested in is a big focus of the firm right now, and delivering that value to our LPs. And secondarily is finishing out in the fundraising for our next fund, which we're slated to close in the coming months. And then having the opportunity to work with the next generation of managers who have used COVID to inform their views on how their business is going to be more essential. And then, you know, working with them to kind of fill in the weaknesses they might have with our capital and guidance so that they can thrive in the new economy that I see building over time. And then personally, it's just, I've never seen these set of variables happen. And, you know, no recession or change is ever the same. And this one is the most interesting I've seen as far as unemployment patterns, where they are, the amount of liquidity in the market, pricing changes, and then lastly, and rightly so, the focus on ESG as far as thoughtful investing that is equitable. I appreciate, you know, how that's all coming together.
You know, it's just a piece published today by, you know, Jeff Grunlock, is, you know, bond guru, saying that yield, liquidity, the treasury yields and rates can't go up until ultimately the Fed stops buying bonds. Any sense of at what point treasury yields will start to go up, or because they're not as tied to inflation as people would have expected right now, only because the Fed has not moved and there's so much liquidity. But is there a spot at which where yields will start to go back up? Any sense of that?
When the GDP growth rate, we have a better view on how it's going to comp. And we're going to be very mindful as far as how we've overheated the economy with the amount of stimulus and how monetary policy has affected that outcome as far as yield. And what we have to be very mindful of is, you know, today, how the government generates income is predominantly through payroll tax. And with this amount of people unemployed and waiting to generate more value for what they feel they are valued, it's about having that gestate through the system, unemployment kind of sorting itself out as the economy repositions, and seeing how our new economy is going to comp as far as GDP growth going forward. And if it starts to overheat, then naturally yields are going to respond in kind, where the yield curve is not going to be as flat as it's been really for the past, you know, 18 months since the start of COVID.
Matt, thank you. And where can people learn more about St. Cloud Capital?
On our website, stcloudcapital.com. We're on LinkedIn as well. And I try to post some insightful articles, not just, you know, about the economy, but best practices in general. And, you know, thank you for your time today. I enjoyed the conversation.
Matt, a true pleasure. I'll tell my friend Serge, who is a Navy SEAL, that you view the Army and the Navy SEALs as very symbiotic versus competitive, and a fantastic chance to visit with you today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. And then tell him I challenge him to a pull-up competition when he's ready.
We'll do it. I will. I'll probably see him this weekend. We'll do it. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye now.